Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. This is our own path, available to the public, complete with a self-guided tour map that follows blue and white street signs over four separate trails. Featuring historical markers that describe the significant sites in the region, it is unique and a lasting legacy of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. To help us along our radio tour that today stops at a distinctive landmark on East Berry Street, we're using the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook, available at ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization, and the financial trustee for the trail. Here on East Berry stands one of the most notable homes remaining in the Central Business District. John Ross McCulloch's house, in its heyday from the 1880s to the 1940s, was the finest home on the east side. The house, one of the few remaining examples of Gothic Revival architecture in Fort Wayne, was built in 1883 by Charles McCulloch, but was intended for his son, John Ross. Charles McCulloch, the son of Hugh McCulloch, Secretary of the Treasury under Presidents Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, and Chester Arthur, was president of the Hamilton National Bank, a predecessor of Fort Wayne's National City Bank. J. Ross McCulloch was born in 1869, and he too went into banking. But the tastes of this McCulloch were often very different from those of his ancestors. Educated in Washington, D.C., and at the Irving Institute in New York, Ross spent his entire adult life in one half of the duplex on Berry Street. In later years, the east half of the house was occupied by Charles Weatherhog, an English architect who came to Fort Wayne in 1894 and who, before his death in 1937, designed many of the major early 20th century buildings in Fort Wayne, including the Masonic Temple and the Journal Gazette building. He also redesigned the interior of the McCulloch House. J. Ross McCulloch entered the banking business as a cashier and became vice president of the Hamilton National Bank before 1900. After bank mergers created the First and Hamilton Bank, he continued as vice president until 1933. He also served as one of the first presidents of the Deister Concentrator Company, a mining equipment firm and a name familiar in Fort Wayne today. McCulloch's other interest lay in the arts. He served as the president of the Fort Wayne Community Concert Association, which eventually became the Fort Wayne Philharmonic Orchestra. His first love, however, was for the theater and painting. Michigan artist Robert Grafton created murals in his home, and J. Ross became an active member of a local theater group. The house, shared with artists but clearly designed for the well-to-do, tells much about the life of J. Ross McCulloch, who died in 1951, a man of business and a patron of the arts. To save the old structure, Historic Landmarks of Indiana, along with the assistance of ARCH, acquired the house in 2003. You can learn more about preserving Fort Wayne's rich heritage by joining ARCH, the Historic Preservation Organization. You can reach ARCH at 426-5117 or log on to archfw.org. For now, this is Tom Castaldi, looking forward to you joining with me next time on the Heritage Trail.